This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, Jimmy.
It's so funny. You probably did, because it was in our time period. Did you ever go to the Palomino Club that was a country club in West Hollywood?
No, but I certainly knew about it. It was the happening thing in the 70s, and that's where, if there was any country, 70s too, I thought. 80s?
Yeah, definitely in the 70s, maybe more so. In the 80s, we had a party out there one night in the early 80s, and I went, and it was Johnny Lee performing. And up behind the bar was that little goober from Fantasy Island, Hervé Villechaize.
Oh, really? Tattoo.
And he was standing on some kind of stool or something. The plane. He was doing the bartending. So I'm sitting out there watching Johnny Lee singing that song. And a person came up and gave him an envelope, like a request. And he finished the song and he opened it up. And then he just put it down. And then he went into this next song. I didn't think any more about it. But what it was, he was getting served by Charlene Tilton divorce papers.
Oh, I forgot they were married.
And they served him right there in front of us at the
Palomino. Oh, wow.
We didn't know that's what it was. But that's what it was.
That's hardcore.
That's the only place they could find him, I guess. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Wow, yeah. It's Palomino Club.
Well, that story took a nasty turn.
The United States
I thought
is
it was
over there
be
in the Middle East, and he is having, I know he's exhausted. I hear it in his voice. I don't know if you've listened to anything he said, but he's, you know, it's physically, that was quite demanding doing that overnight flight and then leaving in the afternoon and whenever he left and arriving there at 9:30 in the morning and getting right to it, an all-day event with meetings with the Saudi Arabian people, and then he had a big economic conference. And like I told you yesterday, there would be big announcements because those were already pre-planned, but one of them was, I don't remember how much money it was, but there was lots of billions of dollars worth of Boeing planes were purchased, 737 MAXs by Saudi Arabia, and that was a big story.
Of course, we can't make them, but we got the order, huh?
Yeah, well, they can make them out there, and they do that one. They make the 737 MAXs in a different plant up there in the Seattle area. I went out there and saw that when the planes were so backed up. But I think they're all free from trouble, and everything's good with the 737 MAX.
Hey, they're still way behind, though.
No, they may be behind, but they're selling them left and right.
They're
getting them out there. The World Travel Tourism Council says the United States is going to lose $12.5 billion in travel revenue this year. 7% dip from last year, 22% down from 2019. People are staying away. Some foreign people are staying away. Arrivals from the United Kingdom and South Korea are down 15%. Tourists from Germany down 28%. Other markets that have been staples to America include Spain, Ireland. They're down between 24 and 33%. Those people want to go to the Disney parks, Grand Canyon, and all that stuff. It's putting a dent in U.S. tourism, which makes up 9% of the United States economy. I don't think I knew it was that important. I knew it was important. I didn't know that it was 9% of the U.S. economy. And they're staying for different, the cost of things is certainly part of it. All the atmosphere and the, you know, and all the people getting shipped off to El Paso and everywhere else that they're going. So Kathy, the Hochul, the governor or whatever her name is, the governor of New York, said 66% of North Region states near Montreal have a significant decrease in Canadian bookings. That's probably expected. Expedia says U.S. travel from Canada is down 30%. 50%, I think they said 50% of the tourism from Nashville comes from Canada, and it's down significantly.
Apparently, we're the only country on the face of the planet that relies has an investment in tourist economy, like you said, that is down right now. So, yeah, there's some issues.
Places more than others, you know. I don't know about Austin. You don't really have a big tourist economy.
Oh, no. I've seen four stories, I'll bet, now. Maybe two of them from the same source. But that the summer travel, which typically is high in Austin, for the first time ever, is, according to the hotels and all around here, way lower than it's ever been. For some reason, I'm thinking it costs too much.
Well, that's some of it. Some of it is just the mood or the, you know, lack of feeling of goodwill toward America from Canada right now, as far as they're concerned. And we're going after Germany pretty hard, too, you know, about the car thing, because they're one of the hardliners about not letting American cars be sold in Germany. And we take all of theirs, though. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot going on right now. YouTube is going to stream the NFL September 5th international game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, for free. So that's going to be on YouTube and YouTube TV. The full NFL schedule comes out tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN2.
Oh, boy. Thanks for telling me.
That's kind of a big deal.
You know, if you live in Buffalo, though, big deal. That's a really big deal because they love Syracuse, Buffalo, the Finger Lakes, all up there in northern New York. They love the
You're right.
I
need
Buffalo
to clear
Bills.
My calendar for the first three Cowboy games where I'm going to end up watching the first quarter and then giving up. So.
Yeah, that's the way that is.
It is.
I see where the next week you've got your baseball team coming to Hoover, Alabama, to the Hoover Met to start tournament.
Help us. We're new to the SEC. Hoover, that's outside Birmingham.
No, but let's see, how do I
Montgomery?
What Hoover is. Hoover is the Round Rock of Birmingham.
Of Birmingham, okay. All right.
All right, think of it just that way.
Because that's what they're promoting.
Nice it is.
The SEC says, we're all going to be in Hoover. I go, well, that's Hoover.
Yeah. That'd be like saying, we're all going to Round Rock, and that would be okay.
All right, we know now.
If you were doing something. And it's just, you know, it's very similar demographically and in every other way. They have a great stadium, and it's like it's the... It's permanent as anything has been in a long time, you know, for this. And there's a lot of hotels, and they're nice, and there's not a dangerous area of Hoover that I know of. And I can't say that about many places. This morning, there's a murder investigation going on at 16th Avenue in Wedgwood in Nashville. That's right in front of Belmont University. So someone got whacked before sunrise there. I don't think it could be a student. I hope to God it's not. I think they're gone. You know, it's already, most colleges are out, you know, at this point. They all leave.
Graduation over, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably somebody else. But I'm telling you, if you're going to go to Nashville, I don't know Austin well enough to tell somebody, well, just don't go here, you know, after dark if it's a tourist area. But I can say don't go anywhere in Nashville without a wingman. Somebody to watch after you and be very aware of people, you know, that are near you on the interstate, because there have been some people shot, a number of people over the years, a couple murdered just in random shootings on the interstates around downtown. Don't be getting in fights in the car with people. Don't stay in some of these places that most of us wouldn't even be on the same street. And there are a number of hotels that would show up on Priceline or, you know, one of these Expedias or something, and we call them Bob Cole hotels, and you really wouldn't want to go there.
And it basically, good example.
They're a little stabby.
Be the Baymont on Elm Hill Pike.
Well, there was a chalk outline when we stayed there one time. And Bob picked a smoking room and slept in the bathtub.
Well, I got sick.
Well, you know, he's thrifty. The boy's thrifty.
He is thrifty.
You know, and when he wants to sleep, he just wants to sleep. And it doesn't. The sound of gunfire and is the sound of silence to him. So
silencer.
It's right next to a waffle.
That's why I picked it.
It's right next to the waffle.
Right there.
And I just I saw a video. I have to send it to you today. A throwdown fight inside some Waffle House, and where some of the people that were fighting started throwing the plates up against the wall.
It's very unusual.
At the cook and everything. There's a lot
that happens in Waffle House parking lots around the country. But I always say you're safe inside. Just if you can park by the door, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, well, this was full throwdown inside the Waffle House, throwing plates. Man, then some guy picked up some kind of metal thing in the back, and one woman just took her hat off that was working there because they had some kind of hat, threw it down, and then just took off into the front. They were just, Katie barred the door.
Mm. Yeah, it's entertaining.
All right, inflation rose 2.3% in April. That's pretty good. They were pretty happy about that.
Slowest rate of growth of inflation since like 2021, I think.
And so that's got people, you know, the experts said that wasn't going to happen, but it has. Microsoft cutting 3% of its workforce or 6,000 employees. They're reducing layers of management. Hmm. TGI Friday's changing 85% of its menu. That includes 3 different flavors of mozzarella cheese sticks.
Hey, are they still around? Seriously.
I guess.
Yeah.
This was pretty out of left field. What in the world was this about? Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson and 16 deceased baseball players removed from the MLB ban list.
Well, basically, the commissioner of baseball clarified the vague rule that if you're banned for life, you're banned for life. And he said, well, you know what? Yeah. Once you're dead, you're no longer banned for life.
Uh-huh.
Thereby, he said, you could not harm baseball anymore because you're dead, and that will make you eligible for the vote for the Hall of Fame.
Does that mean that someone may vote for him?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a while, I'll bet. But, yeah. It'll be a while for those stodgy elitist writers that make up that committee. You know,
they're pretty much like the dodo bird, though. They're getting to be very extinct.
Indeed.
The big beautiful bill. Man, this is one complicated sucker. And they're going to actually call it the big beautiful bill in the name of it. And that's going to not just be called the tax immigration bill or some official sounding thing. It's going to be called big beautiful bill. Their big problem on this bill is going to be cutting Medicaid. That is the one place they feel like they can cut, and it's health care assistance for more than 70 million people, mostly largely low-income people, and that's where the screaming and the hollering is going to come from, and we'll see what they're going to do about that, but it's going to be a problem before it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
754, let's make it 755. Page 2, here's Jimmy Carter.
I've done a lot of different crazy things, but I've never been up in a hot air balloon. Anybody ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Several times. Never do it again. I'm done.
Have not. I want to do it.
Well, I mean, I've covered some that have landed in places where they weren't supposed to land, but I'm looking at one here in Mexico. The basket caught on fire.
Oh, no.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's
a wicker basket.
They're wicker, and you're in the wicker basket, you're blowing flame into canvas.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong?
Well, I've got the picture of it here, and it's going around on the internet. The basket caught on fire, so this 40-year-old guy in there, there are all kinds of ropes and stuff, you know, I guess they use to pull you down or do whatever. Well, he jumps out there and hangs on the rope because the basket's on fire. That's his only choice, but he can only hold on for so long, and he fell to his death, but under investigation. I've been in helicopter. I've done everything. I mean, I've tried it all, but I don't have any use in going up in Jeff Bezos' rocket that shoots up like a Roman candle and comes back down. I'm going to pass on that. And then being in a hot air balloon.
How about skydiving?
No, my daughter did it. My brothers did it. Everybody did it in my family. I just didn't see any point of jumping out of a perfectly good plane. I'd do it if it was going to crash. It wouldn't be a problem, but I don't want to jump out on my own, though.
I still want to do that.
That never interested me. Never interested me. The Cannes Film Festival's underway. Leonardo DiCaprio gave Robert De Niro the Palme d'Or Award. And he is a great actor, Godfather, Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, but he has a bad, bad case. It's maybe one of the worst cases of Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, the worst. Absolutely.
He may have the worst of the celebrities of Trump derangement syndrome. It's pretty bad among others, but he just can't do anything without going. He went after him, called him an enemy of the arts. And I mean, he can't pass an opportunity. He's obsessed with Trump. Mm. The Top Gun filmmakers, they're pushing, trying to get you to go. I think we're going to the movie theaters this summer for something. If you don't go to the movie theaters this summer, you're pretty much never going to go. But these are opportunities to go. This is one of those, in Austin in particular. This is the high-octane world of Formula One racing. June 27th, the movie is called F1 with Brad Pitt and Lewis Hamilton.
Looks good.
And the previews look really, really good.
Yeah, I saw the previews in the theater. You know, Brad Pitt, the older guy, Lewis Hamilton, the young kid. Brad Pitt coming over from NASCAR to race F1. Looks really interesting.
The cameras, you know, these are the people that made Top Gun Maverick, and they had so much better luck shooting that movie than they did the first one because cameras have been more miniaturized, you know, the GoPros and other things. And they were able to put cameras in so many other places on these race cars, and that's why they're probably going to do a sequel to Days of Thunder because they can do such a better job. If this movie is successful, I can guarantee you there'll be another one about NASCAR called Days of Thunder 2 or whatever they want to call it.
Live my life a quarter mile at a time, Jimmy.
That's right. Lionel Richie, he has written a book called Truly. It'll be out September the 30th. He is coming to Austin to the Paramount Theater on October the 1st for I saw it with a couple of different people, where you go into like a theater and they come out on stage. It's almost like watching a David Letterman interview live, you know, like he does those things that he does, where you're just out there in the theater and that person across from him is asking questions and then you're there in the audience. The tickets, I don't have all that information, but he's playing the Paramount Theater in participation with Book People, which may be a local place.
It's what's left of a big bookstore. Yeah.
So Book People is
remember that concept? Along with Blockbuster, but they sold different things. The bookstore.
Yeah. Big time artists come in, like Springsteen, when he wrote his book, he went to Book People and signed autographs with his book. So that's still.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, everybody does that.
And that's what's going to happen with Lionel on October the
1st. Well, Jimmy, you should come down and introduce me to your friend.
Because the access is moderated conversation between Lionel and a special guest to be named later. As well, you get a copy of Truly, $36 value. So I'd get on that, folks, and go and buy me a ticket, and I'll go with you.
All right. We'll I saw him at Moody Center. He was phenomenal. One of the best shows I've seen in a long time.
His birthday's coming up, and he's still going. Now, George Strait said the other day, he said, I've got 5 more years of my voice before I'm going to have to stop doing this. It was an interesting comment.
Yeah, I did see that, and I heard the comment. I've heard him say that before, Jimmy, and he said it in context with the song.
He apparently says it
every night,
every time he plays during the last song, which is tied to that.
Yeah.
I actually, well, I mean, he may be right have the, as
the,
well.
But. I have the audio if you want to. Here we go.
Play it.
Years to sing my songs for you folks. Well, hell, it's been around 50 now. And I still love it just as much as I ever did. I hear old John Michael say my name, and I walk through those curtains and see your smiling face. My feet don't touch the ground again until I walk back out and get on that bus.
Not sure what he said, but I like it.
I don't know how many more years I can do this.
There you go.
I do want you to know, though, when I do walk off this stage and I'm settled in far away from all this, you won't be far away.
Yeah, I heard.
Hey, what's the song he closed?
I don't remember. It's a song that we heard at the country radio seminar where he's saying that I'm basically he recorded that song when he decided to leave.
It's like Cowboy Rides Away, kind of, but it's not that. Yeah,
but I heard him say the exact same thing at Kyle Field. I got about 4 or 5 years left. So
on
stage,
right?
Maybe on stage, because I mean, like, you know what? Last time I was at a McCartney show, he couldn't hit those songs, you know, hit those notes, but I still enjoyed seeing them. And I still remember on the last year or two of Frank Sinatra's life, one of my teachers at Belmont said, you know, I could buy one of his tickets. And we went down to Fort Lauderdale to the Sunrise Theater and watched Frank Sinatra. And, Frank couldn't hit all those notes on My Way and all that, but heck, it was Frank Sinatra.
George turned 73 years old this Sunday, so he'll be 78, and if that's 5 years, if he wants to keep doing it. And I've seen him a couple times this
year. He's looking every bit of 61, 62 now.
So. George still sounds pretty good live. He still can sing.
Yeah, George, you know, that back issue, whatever that's about, who knows. But I don't know. George, hope he stays around forever. I know we're all sad about Alan Jackson going away. Spring break is over, and we're now into the summer, and people taking senior trips. Here's one. The kid died down in the Bahamas. He, tragic accident. He fell from a balcony. How many times does that story get told every year where a teen somewhere falls from a balcony and dies? There's nothing you can do about that as a parent, because kids are just going to be stupid. And, you know, I should have been dead 12 times with stupid things I've done over the years. And I'm sure Eric could have been done 50 times.
Yeah,
probably.
Big time.
And,
like yesterday.
Bob, he's a Bob. Bob can't do that.
The Bob Davidians and Bob never.
I never did a spring break trip.
Really?
And that's why I'm alive today. So there you go.
Oh, I love spring break trips.
I know you did. Yeah.
Oh, I did. I did.
Panama City Beach.
Drove your parents crazy.
Panama City Beach. We had to, a bunch of us had to pool our money and pay for an air conditioner that some idiot knocked off the wall, but we all had to end up paying for it because he couldn't afford to pay for it, so we all had to split our money. And, there was always some kind of crap going on. You know, a lot of monkey business, though, during those trips in those days. And let's see if there's anything else that's of importance. No, Trump's just, you know, making all the news overseas, and things are treading water here. The big, beautiful bill's getting worked on at Congress, and they're having their own little fights up there, but all is well.
Really interesting to me.
100-some degrees today again?
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it because the ground's not warm yet. But there is a, you know, a lot of Mayor Kirk Watson had a press conference yesterday. I need everybody to be careful because this is very dangerous, and I'm opening up the cooling centers and stuff like that. But I think we're okay because by tomorrow, it'll get back down under 100. Supposed to, anyway, for the next several days.
Too early for that. Too early.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.